restricted free agent in 2014. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Earth Grow by Scott's colored mulch from the Home Depot. Now four bags for just $10. It protects your plants by retaining moisture and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your spring. Bring on spring color with Earth Grow by Scott's colored mulch. Four bags, $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store.
Napa know-how.
Why are Napa Exact Fit wiper blades called Exact Fit? For starters, they install in seconds straight out of the package for an exact fit. And we've got tons of sizes for tons of vehicles. So chances are, no matter what you drive, we'll have an exact fit. That's Napa Exact Fit wiper blades. $10 off when you buy a pair. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/18.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate the entire onboarding process, creating a better experience for employees and freeing you to focus on the human part of your job. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/onboarding. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He is actually 6'5 with the Afro 6'9.
Reminds me, it's haircut time. Welcome in hour number two, 5:05, the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, as well as 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively. All three frequencies tonight. Kicking it over to ESPN National Radio. We'll pick up the final hour of Spain and Fitz tonight. And then it's off to Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Spain and whatever the show is.
It's Spain and Fitz.
Is it Spain and Fitz? And then there's Freddie Coleman and Fitzsimmons, and then just a lot of Fitzes. Very difficult to keep track of here. We've even got a... We've got photos of the lineup around the door here at the studio, and I am oblivious to them. So that's on me. But very seldom at this time of year, because of Twins baseball and the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs, very seldom this time of year are we sending all three frequencies to ESPN programming. I very rarely have to even bring it up.
I was actually shocked that there is no NBA playoff action tonight, and I didn't hear as many... questions as to whether LeBron was packing it in today.
Well, the controversy today has been surrounding LeBron James's interview last night with Ali LaForce.
Yes.
And whether or not he was sandbagged when he was asked about the passing of Aaron Popovich, Greg Popovich's wife. LeBron James actually had to post a video of himself on social media today saying, "Hey, I knew the question was coming. My reaction was I was overcome by the emotions, and that's what you were seeing. It's no big deal. Stop hating on Ali LaForce for asking the question." Greg Popovich, by the way, will not be coaching San Antonio in Game 3 of that series. His wife, if you're just joining us unaware, passed away yesterday. They've been married for 40 years. Absolutely incredible. Can you imagine... being married to Greg Popovich for 40 years. Listening to the program, I'm a big Greg Popovich fan. And I love the fact that somebody can just be so secure in who they are and their value to a franchise or an organization that they know they can pretty much get away with saying whatever they want.
or saying as little as they want.
Or, well, and yeah, in the case of dealing with the media. And that's the best part. And that's why I think his words carry as much weight as they do when he does speak. Because if he's going to expend the effort to say them out loud, then you know it's something that he wants to drive home. I don't know if you caught Adam Silver on the Stephen A. Smith show on Tuesday, and I know it was Tuesday because I was listening on my way to the studio from Iowa City and the Brian Ferentz, Phil Parker media availabilities. I was talking to Adam Silver, and commissioner of the NBA, for those of you who may not be aware, thinking, oh, that name sounds familiar. Who is he? He asked him. They were talking about how the NBA has managed to avoid the social discomfort, and I'm trying to put as positive of a drape on that as I can, of the NFL in the wake of the player protests. And
it is, it's truly amazing because the NBA is very socially active.
And one of the questions that Stephen A. Smith followed up on was, okay, that's the players, but what about the coaches? Because you got Greg Popovich and you've got Steve Kerr and you've got Stan Van Gundy, who Stan Van Gundy is almost as equally entertaining as,
yes, he is,
Popovich. And
in Kerr, the other direction.
I wouldn't say Kerr is entertaining. Kerr is very heartfelt, and Popovich for the most part too, although I find entertainment in Popovich's manner. And I know as a member of the media, I'm not supposed to like how Greg Popovich treats people that work in this business. But it is what we, I mean, what we do is silly. And the vast majority of the questions that we ask are dumb, stupid questions. Can you imagine? And I was thinking about this earlier this week with Phil Parker and Brian Ferentz on Tuesday. Phil Parker has been the defensive coordinator at Iowa for the last several years, but he's been on Kirk Ferentz's staff for 20 years. Prior to that, he spent another, what, decade coaching, and he was a great player at Michigan State. His entire life has been football. He is an expert on football.
Yes.
So can you imagine what it's like for coaches, and to a lesser extent players, but especially coaches, because they're in that position because they are masters of their profession. Can you imagine what it's like for them after every game, before every game, in between games, to have to deal with question after question after question that they must feel is basic, dumb, rudimentary basketball 101 type stuff, or football, baseball, hockey, whatever. I don't know how those guys can do it. I don't know how Kirk Ferentz does it every Tuesday, where he stands up at the room and has to answer some of these questions that to him must seem so trivial. And yet there's a bunch of people out there, the pigeons in the park, and I'm one of them, where we're waiting for, hey, throw us the bread. Throw us the bread.
He never does.
As long as he's not throwing uncooked rice, then I think we'll all be right. 319-366-1690. Speaking of the Hawkeyes, makes me think of the Field House on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Congratulations going out to Mike in North Liberty. He's going to pick out a time to drive north and take in some food and beverages at the Field House on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. Again, a big thank you to them for sponsoring the giveaway this week, $30 gift certificates. We've got one more of those left. Kyle was begging to use it tomorrow for lunch, and I said, no, Kyle, that's for the listeners. You can't have that.
He doesn't owe us a lunch anymore.
No,
so
he paid up. But it's sitting on his desk. As a matter of fact, he's caressing it right now like Dr. Evil in Austin Powers. That's for the listeners tomorrow between 4 and 7. Scott and Mark on the Gym Class, they've got Drake Relays tickets, and we've got more to get to today, including Chris Emma from 670, The Score in Chicago. We'll get the latest on the Bears as they prepare for the NFL draft next week. The NFL schedules are released tonight at 7 o'clock. Tickets, Bears tickets go on sale at 8 o'clock. So I know there are a lot of Bears fans here in Eastern Iowa who are waiting to snap up. The Patriots come to Soldier Field this year. We already know that. And I think that's going to be a really popular game. And we're going to talk about optimism and the Bears on Would Ya at the bottom of the hour. But right now, Hawkeye football is on the minds of everybody. at least everybody who's a Hawkeye football fan, the spring open practice scrimmage, whatchamacallit is tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium.
Get together.
Shindig, hoedown, family reunion, whatever you want to label it. Just don't call it a game because it's not. 7 o'clock, practice starts, gates open at 6. We've been asking all week, with the exception of Tuesday, because we had a lot of ground to cover and I just didn't feel like successfully executing my job that day, the burning Iowa spring football question of the day. And today's question for you, the listener, which player who's not going to be participating in tomorrow's practice/scrimmage is going to make the biggest impact on the Hawkeyes in 2018. It can be an injured player. We know Parker Hesse, Anthony Nelson not participating. It can be an incoming freshman who's not on campus yet. Who are you not going to see tomorrow inside Kinnick Stadium that's going to make a big impact inside Kinnick Stadium this fall? 319-366-1600. It's a simple question because there are some big-time veterans out there, guys that have been around the program for a couple years, who are not going to be participating tomorrow.
I want to say it's Parker Hesse because I don't think people realize how valuable he is to that defense in the sense that they have a lot of pass-rushing defensive ends, but he kind of is the jack-of-all-trades at that position. He's good against the run. He's good on pretty much every down, and he is going to be a valuable piece to that defense, but they have so much depth at the defensive end position that I have to say the Cedar Rapids kid, Matt Nelson, because he might have to be, when he's healthy, a 2 or 3 down defensive tackle. There's not a lot of depth on the inside of that defensive line, and we were just talking about it a couple years ago where he was making that transition to the position, and it was a gradual move inside. And I think he's added the size and strength to be able to be a Big Ten defensive tackle. And he's going to have to play a lot. He's going to have to be stout against the run. And I think he's going to give a good pass rush to that middle as well. So I'm going to go with Matt Nelson. I'm not quite convinced that any of the true freshmen are going to make a huge impact on offense or defense. I think special teams could be open for guys like Jaden McDonald from Georgia, or whether it's one of the corners or the safeties coming into the draft class to get some playing time. But so I'm going to say an upperclassman and one at a position of a big need right now, and that's defensive tackle.
I'm going to throw a dart. It's an educated guess, but Phil Parker on Tuesday did say that he thinks one of the incoming freshman defensive backs is likely to play this season. And I'm taking a look. Dallas Cradith out of St. Louis and DJ Johnson out of Indianapolis. One of those two guys is going to, I think, make an impact for the Hawkeyes next year. Now, if you're a Hawkeye football fan, does that make you nervous? 319-366-1600. Your defensive coordinator said on Tuesday he's thinking that a true freshman defensive back is going to have to play a sizable role next season. I'm paraphrasing, and maybe I'm putting too many words into Phil Parker's mouth, but he did mention he thinks one of the incoming defensive backs is going to play as a true freshman, and that to me signals, uh-oh. Because they're talented. This might be one of the best defensive back secondary recruiting classes the Hawkeyes have had in a while. But there's always a big learning curve at that.
You get
me there on that one? Did you see that one coming? Yeah, I didn't either. Sorry about that.
That's my fault. But I look at a guy who's been around a few years, and I asked Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register about one player in particular that I have my eyes on tomorrow night and then moving forward throughout the fall camp when it gets underway in July and August, and that's Manny Rigumba, because there was so much positive momentum surrounding him after he stepped in for Greg Maben against Michigan a couple years ago. And I remember Todd, you asked Desmond King which one of the freshmen that year in 2016 could make an impact, and he pointed to Manny Rigumbo right away. And last year, as good as his freshman season was, it was pretty disastrous. There was a suspension.
Yeah.
There was a suspension right away. The other teams found out that Josh Jackson was really good, so they stopped throwing at him. Purdue had a field day against him, and now he's listed number two on the depth chart. So this is a big next few months for Manny Rigumba, because they're talent-wise, and you look at the depth chart, there's no reason that he shouldn't get a lot of playing time and step up and be one of these starting corners. But will that happen? I think that's a lot up to him and whether he gets back into a good standing within the program. I'm sure. I'm not saying that there are any problems, but clearly there has been some backward steps since that freshman season.
3938 on the Hertin and Stocker text line says DJ Johnson is a good choice. Johnson, for Hawkeye fans who may be unfamiliar with the name, a 6 foot, 170-pound defensive back out of North Central High School in Indianapolis. He was a first-team all-conference and all-county player as both a junior and a senior. And I think that's maybe a good shot in the dark there. As I'm taking a look at the birth dates of the incoming freshmen and noting that almost all of them across the board were born after I graduated high school, making me once again feel old. Yesterday was my birthday, for those of you unaware.
Are they in the 2000s yet?
There he is. I noticed at least one of them. I know Henry Guile is a 2000, and Jeff Jenkins, the O-lineman out of Crystal Lake, Illinois, he was born in the 2000s. I remember when I was in high school, the first time I ever saw somebody in the Midwest League that was younger than I was. Twins fans may remember the name. He did make it to the major leagues. Luis Rivas was a shortstop for the Twins for a while. He was the first player that I ever paid money to see in a minor league baseball game who was younger than me. And that's, so I would have been 17, 18 at the time, I think. And that's the first time where I really started to feel old. And it's just, it's gotten worse since.
It's weird because I can remember that same moment for me and Wilmer Flores when he was in the Futures game in 2009.
Not
was
bad.
Only 17 years old.
Not bad.
And he was younger than me.
Speaking of feeling older, if you're a guy age 40 or older, maybe you're starting to feel the effects of age. Did you know there is no actual fountain of youth, but you can help reverse some of the effects of getting older, because some of those things may actually be low testosterone. That's right. Testosterone levels drop as you age. Well, I've got good news for you. Mantality is a men's health clinic located in North Liberty that just happens to specialize in low testosterone. Testosterone replacement therapy is safe and effective in over 90% of the patients that Mantality sees. As a matter of fact, you can get all your questions answered online. LowTUSA.com is the website. You can even make an appointment with them, now seeing patients on Mondays and Tuesdays at the North Liberty facility. It sounds scary, but it's not. It's basically a trip to the doctor's office for a blood draw. They send the blood to the lab, and they can tell you pretty quickly, within days, whether or not you're a candidate for testosterone replacement therapy. If you're interested and you want to take your life back, maybe turn back the hands of time, again, the website's lowtusa.com.
I was never the fastest, never the biggest, never the strongest. But I never let that stop me. I never lost my focus.
18 NFL Draft. The first round selection is...
Passion moves us forward. It's how you think, it's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott, official hotel of the NFL.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys track and field team had a great showing last Thursday in winning the West Delaware Invitational. The Saints tallied 99 points to edge second place Benton Community. The boys will run at the Dubuque Senior Invitational this evening. The Xavier Girls Track and Field team finished 10th at the Decorah Meet and 9th in Tuesday's Invitational at Dubuque Hempstead. The Xavier Boys Soccer team picked up their first win of the season with a 5-1 victory over Linmar on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the girls fell to Linmar in a rated battle 1-0. In tennis, the Xavier Boys fell to number 1 rated Linmar 9-0 on Tuesday. The girls' tennis team defeated the Lions 8-1. Emily Jasper won number 1 singles and teamed with Maddie Abuname to take number 1 doubles.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday is Star Wars night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Han Solo t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that'll be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets. And may the Force be with you.
Get everything you need for your projects during Menards Spring Catalog Sale. Add curb appeal, safety, and privacy to your home with fencing from Menards. We offer a variety of fencing materials and accessories for quick and easy installation. For a traditional look, choose pre-assembled wood fence panels. 4x8-foot French Gothic cedar panels are only $27.99 each. Get Spring Catalog savings now through April 29th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What we need to figure out here is, are we dealing with maybe a little bipolarism, some rage addiction? It could be a lot of things.
We do a segment on Hawkeye football and the spring practice tomorrow, and what player that isn't participating is going to make the biggest impact on the field in 2018, and the Hertine and Stocker text line just wants to talk about how Stan Van Gundy looks like an adult film star. Which,
35-30,
I totally got you. As a matter of fact, every time I look at Stan Van Gundy, I can think of, and it's not anything pleasant to think of, is Ron Jeremy's face.
I will never unsee that now, Todd, in 35-30. Thank you for that. That
image. It's just, it's disturbing, but maybe that's a would you question. Would you rather be Stan Van Gundy or Ron Jeremy? No, we're not going to take the show down into the gutter, but I am heading back to the drawing board on would you. I'm going to have to
Did
come
you just
up-
cross that question out
I'm
because
gonna
it was on
I'm going to have to come
there?
Up, you know, 35-30, I'm going to have to start paying royalties to or something because he may or may not have inspired a would you. That segment is coming up next. Chris Emma from 670, The Score in Chicago, WSCR, for those of you who aren't sports talk radio listeners in Chicago. He's going to be with us to kick off hour number 3. Interesting comments today by Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, who says he feels that he's been coached better in the last couple days by the new coaching staff than he was all of last year by John Fox's staff.
No, I actually even think that the word was more. So he's been coached more in the last 3 days than he ever has been before. Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a shot at John Fox.
Just a little shot. That's I'm going to have to write that down for the next mentality reference as well tomorrow on the program. Right now it's 527. Kyle has rejoined us in the studio. He's got a big board update for you.
The Big Ten announced its scheduling assignments for the upcoming basketball season today. Iowa's going to have home and aways with Indiana, Michigan State, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin. They'll have one game hosting Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, and then one game at Minnesota, Penn State, and Purdue. This is going to be the first year of a 20-game conference schedule, and full schedules will be announced in mid-August. The Iowa wrestling team saw varying degrees of success throughout the season, but four Hawkeye wrestlers were consistent with their academics all season long. Michael Kemmerer, Alex Marinelli, Brandon Sorensen, and national champion Spencer Lee were all named to the National Wrestling Coaches Association Division I All-Academic Team. It's the second straight season being honored for Sorensen and Kemmerer, and the 13th straight season at least one Hawkeye has been recognized. The Iowa baseball team is getting ready for a weekend series with 25th-ranked Minnesota beginning tomorrow, but today also added another opponent to its 2018 schedule. The Hawkeyes will now face Missouri, who currently sits at 25-12 on the year, on May 1st at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. A previously scheduled matchup with Western Illinois on that day will now be played on May 2nd. It will be the first meeting between Iowa and Mizzou since 1997. And after five straight days without playing competitive baseball, the Colonels thought that they'd gotten a good one today. They were going to be playing a doubleheader in Beloit.
Oh, no.
You are not going to guess what happened. They've been postponed due to rain.
That's not good, because that's the only trip to Beloit for the Colonels in the first half, which means they're going to have to play those games here in Cedar Rapids, and they're going to have to alter the schedule. Trust me on this one. I know it all too well. Speaking of the Colonels, well, they can load up the bus and head back to town a little early. It won't be a late night, as we were worried about in the 4 o'clock hour. Colonels are back home tomorrow, taking on the Kane County Cougars. It is a Z102.9 Mug Club night, the second one of the year. $6 gets you your first draft beer. Craft beer, I believe, is available as well. It's just a little bit more of an upcharge. And then $3 refills, not only the remainder of the game all night tomorrow until they cut off sales, but you bring the mug back with you to every other home Friday game this season. You get the $3 refill price. Cougars, by the way, Cubs fans may or may not remember the name Blake Lolly, former fifth string catcher. He was not up with the Cubs for a very long... He was with the Cubs during the abyss, the early stages of the process, the rebuild, the plan. It's the plan in Chicago. It's the process in Philadelphia, right? Anyway, Blake Lolly is the manager of the Kane County Cougars. You'll see him in the visiting dugout tomorrow night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Woodja is next. Kyle's not going anywhere. He's leaving the headphones plugged in. It's my favorite segment. I know these guys love it, too. And the listeners, if there was an award for it, I'm sure Woodja would get it. It's on the way as hour number two continues on all three KGYM frequencies.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today.
Ooh.
So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including BioFreeze, ice packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Spurs coach Greg Popovich will miss tonight's Game 3 against the Warriors in San Antonio. Popovich's wife, Erin, died last night after a long illness at age 67. Assistant coach Ettore Messina will coach the team for tonight's game, and Manu Ginobili says they'll do what Popovich would want.
Respect what he always praises and always tries to communicate about. Fire, about determination, competing, but not having him with us, not having him here today, it's hard.
The Warriors lead the series 2-0. Two other first-round games tonight, the 76ers and the Heat in Miami with the series tied at 1. Joel Embiid cleared to play tonight with a face mask for the Sixers, and the Trailblazers and Pelicans in New Orleans with the Pelicans leading 2-0. Baseball tonight, the Red Sox and the Angels in Anaheim at 10 Eastern on ESPN+. The Angels will have Shohei Ohtani at DH hitting sixth. The Giants cut wideout Brandon Marshall after he fails his physical.
Hey, Sagat, join us Friday. Pablo Torres in as our guest co-host. Tim Kirchin going to join us as well. We'll talk some baseball with him. And Nate Schmidt from the Vegas Golden Knights. That's Friday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Sagat, on ESPN Radio.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at ModernOil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Celery stalks! Get your celery stalks and iceberg lettuce here!
Nobody wants that!
I've got lukewarm tap water!
Why?
Baseball's no-brainer. Hot dogs and beer. Barbasol's no-brainer. Finally making razors to go along with America's favorite shaving cream. Introducing Barbasol's Ultra 6 Plus razor with 6 ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave. Enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star Game experience. Visit Barbasol.com.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I just need a little me time!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
Just pay separate shipping and handling. 5:35, it is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you tonight on all three frequencies for the next 90 minutes, 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago set to join us coming up in about 25 minutes. But right now, you see, look, I came barreling into this segment because every Thursday I just can't wait to get to it.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die? Or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
All right, Alex, who would you say you're most looking forward to seeing tomorrow in Kinnick Stadium as we get our last look at the Iowa Hawkeyes before the 2018 season rolls around?
This is... I think you know where I'm going to head with this answer, and I want to see
AJ Epinesa.
I want to see what Keegan Rinder looks like at center, because that's a big question mark in my mind. And I know that
the only acceptable answer is AJ Epinesa.
The only one?
Only one.
Okay, AJ
especially now
Epinesa.
That Parker Hesse is not participating.
I want to see what that offensive line looks like at this stage, and I know full well that unit is going to be a completely different unit to start the season than it will be right now, but that's a big question mark for me. Losing a guy who some people will think is the best center prospect in the last 5 to 10 years, and somebody who played a lot of football at one of the most important positions on the offensive line. So what can Keegan Rinder do? If he can be, at this point, half of what James Daniels was last year, then I think a lot of fans should be encouraged.
Alex, I've got to say, you love offensive line play, I think, more than anybody that I've ever met since.
Find someone who looks at you the way Alex Kuhn looks at a second-string offensive lineman.
Yeah, that center spot's important, but I guarantee you're going to be the only guy in the building.
Dude, have you ever been
No.
There are plenty of people in the
Somebody's
Iowa fan base.
Somebody's going to be calling
base.
Us like, oh, well, he wasn't playing with good leverage.
Plenty of people in the Iowa fan base like to make it sound as if they're sitting there breaking down game film on the linemen in real time at Kinnick Stadium.
We were talking about Phil Parker taking questions. We should invite those people into the press conference to ask Phil Parker questions. He would love it that, wouldn't he?
Wouldn't be worse than what we actually sit through sometimes on Tuesday. True.
Sorry to bother you, Kyle.
No, but I'm going to go back to a guy who I hopped into the studio to talk about, I think, back on Monday. Where you like offensive linemen, I'm more basic.
You like wide receivers.
Yeah, I like the skill guys. First of all, I'm excited just to see Noah Fant again, just because he's so incredibly gifted. But the guy who I'm going to be watching and waiting to do something is Brandon Smith. I'll say it again. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. We've been told he's one of the most explosive guys in the weight room. That isn't, physically speaking, those are the physical gifts of an NFL receiver. And so I'm really curious to see if he's going to get, I mean, Brian Ferentz said they're not going to feed him the ball because he's really done nothing to, you know, merit being fed in that way. But I'm curious to see them throw it his way, see if he can, you know, go up, make some plays. And I think he and Amir Smith-Marset could really be one of the most dangerous duos that Iowa fans have seen in quite a long time.
All right. Kyle, who's your NFL team?
The Bears.
You are a Bears fan. Okay, yes. So then this is perfect for you. How much optimism would you have if you were a Bears fan today after hearing some of the comments made, especially by Mitch Trubisky? He's saying he's really getting coached up the last couple days with Matt Nagy and the folks in charge there.
Well, specifically speaking about the comments that he made, they're both good and bad because, first of all, it's good that, you know, it sounds like he's been being coached very well. It sounds like he's excited about it and, you know, has been particularly receptive to it. So that's good. I feel like he's going to learn a lot. But then it's bad in the sense that if you go back to last year's draft, the concern with Mitch Trubisky was that he was only a starter for 1 year. People thought he was pretty raw, had a long way to go. I remember Gruden's QB camp. He didn't even know what a hard count was. He had a long way to go, and then apparently we're to believe that he went his entire rookie year without really feeling like he was coached all that well. And so while I'm glad that, you know, that he's getting coaching that he appreciates and seems to be taking to, I'm curious how long or how much of a learning curve he still has, even 1 year into his NFL career. But with all that said, the offense as a whole, I'm very excited about. I think Matt Nagy, you know, has some good ideas. It sounds like he's got good ideas or wants to open things up a little bit. And then Mark Helfrich, bring him in from Oregon, you know, bring some speed elements to the Bears. I like the way that things are shaping up. You've got Jordan Howard back there, who's a really good sort of bell cow running back. And then Tariq Cohen is one of the most electric players in the league. They just bring in Allen Robinson, Trey Burton from Philadelphia. They've got some good pieces. I'm pretty excited about the Bears offense.
I'm fairly optimistic right now, but 7 days from now, I could be even more optimistic based on how the draft goes for the Bears.
Yep.
They have the 8th overall pick. If they can draft Quentin Nelson... this is Alex talking about offensive line play.
I'm actually
if
with
they
you
can
here.
Draft Quentin Nelson to slide right in at left guard and be a Pro Bowler right away, their offensive line becomes a strength for them. And then in the second round,
so you're saying their version of Joe Thomas, take a first round pick and have a guy who's there for the next decade.
Exactly, except on the inside. So kind of like Chad Hutchinson, Chad Hutchinson. I get him and Drew Hutchinson mixed up. Sorry about that. One of the best I've seen comparisons between Quentin Nelson and Larry Allen. And whenever you get those types of comparisons, you realize that you have a once in a generation talent on your hands to go along with some really talented players on that offensive line. The second round, they can draft a guy like Cortland Sutton, like DJ Chark from LSU or Anthony Miller and get a plug-and-play type receiver that could be their second or third receiver right away. So if you can stabilize the offensive line and bring in a receiver, which they're going to have their pick of the litter as to guys in the second or third round who could be ready to play right away, all of a sudden the offense starts rounding into shape. And they have a guy like Taylor Gabriel. You can't expect anything from Kevin White. Allen Robinson is going to be the number one receiver, but if you can get one of those prototypical number two wide receivers and the left guard of the future, then the offense looks like a strength. And the defense, yeah, they lost a couple of guys, and you don't know about the contract situation for some of these guys in the secondary. You want to you want to address that later in the draft, but it's good enough to get by. So I think that right now you're optimistic if you're a Bears fan that you're going to be much better than you were last year. A week from now, you could be even more optimistic.
Speaking of the NFL, we've got a poll question today, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. Do you want to see Kurt Warner get the Monday Night Football job? He's up for the open seat. Remember, John Gruden left to take over the Raiders. Kurt Warner is one of the names being thrown around as a possible replacement for him. So if you'd like to see him, or maybe you think that he's not a good analyst, I don't play favorites here. You can go to KGYMradio.com and vote. Let's, Alex, keep it here with the NFL draft, though. John Elway today has made it known a week before the draft that that number 5 pick, it's got a price tag on it. It's for sale. He's open to moving it, is Denver. So what would you say the number 5 pick in this year's NFL draft is worth?
Oh, by the way, I meant Steve Hutchinson, the former guard from the Seahawks.
Chad Hutchinson used to play quarterback for the Cowboys and play for the Cardinals.
Michigan, so two Michigan alums, and I got them both mixed up, both at different times. But I think that it's worth quite a bit because...
Better question is, who are you getting it for? I mean, Saquon Barkley is going to be there.
That's the big question is, who is it?
Is it going to be, I mean...
I heard something today
the best non-quarterback
that Saquon Barkley to the Giants is meant to be. It's all but a lock. I don't know how much I trust all these draft analysts at this point, but it's going to be worth quite a bit because not only are there going to be a couple of quarterbacks sitting there, in my opinion, whether you're talking about, well, Baker Mayfield, I think, will probably still be there. I think Josh Allen and Josh Rosen could have a chance to be sitting there. Bradley Chubb is the best defensive player in the draft. He might be there. Saquon Barkley might be there. I've named off probably 10 players. 5 of them are going to be there. So I think it's worth quite a bit. I think that a team later in the first round that wants to trade up to draft a quarterback can give up their second round pick and maybe a first round pick next year. Now, that would have to be a team at the back half of the draft, like possibly the Saints, who are looking for the heir apparent to Drew Brees, or a team like the New England Patriots, who have been said to be wide open on drafting a quarterback and finding their heir apparent to Tom Brady. So if you have some assets and you're not afraid to give away your second round pick and you want to trade up to get a quarterback or a team that really needs a defensive player like Bradley Chubb, then a second round pick and a first round next year, I would think about it.
This draft is going to be really interesting because Alex kind of touched on a few things there, is that there's... You look at this draft, there's 4 really top-tier quarterbacks in Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, and Josh Allen. And then there's three other players who are pretty much the consensus. You know, if you take the true talent, you've got 4 quarterbacks, and then 3, Bradley Chubb at the defensive end, Saquon Barkley, and Quentin Nelson. Those are your top 3 overall talents. And so even if the quarterbacks go... you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, which wouldn't happen because Cleveland's not going to take 2 of them. But there are going to be really good...
What if they did?
Oh, my goodness.
Would that not be the most Browns move
ever? I think
it would
be smart, but...
Do you really, though?
I do, because...
There's not enough reps. They've got Tyrod Taylor, one of those guys...
Well, I get that, but they need a quarterback, and gambling on quarterbacks is a 50-50 proposition. So if you draft 2 of them, one of them works
Genius.
Out, you sell the other one. I'm just saying.
That is a good point, though. So it's... There's going to be most likely a quarterback available at 5.
Yes, mm-hmm. There will be.
The leftover, number 4, but somebody number 4 could be somebody else's number 1 or 2.
My initial thought here is the Buffalo Bills, everybody says that they're trying their damnedest to move up in the draft, they could, what are they at right now? 11, I think. They could be a team who moves up, and if they're going to be getting their starting quarterback, they think, at 5, moving up from 11, I mean, you're at least going to throw at least one more first rounder in there. And if the team, if Denver knows that you're trading up to get a quarterback, they're probably going to do their best to really twist your arm. You might have to give up, you know, your first round this year, your first round next year, and a second rounder probably this year. Especially if it's one of those quarterbacks, that 5 spot's going to be pretty pricey.
Pete Prisco of CBS Sports did his mock draft and has 4 quarterbacks going right away, and has the Buffalo Bills trading up to number 4 with Cleveland to take Josh Rosen.
Did you guys hear the rumor? Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks told Rich Eisen within the last couple days that there have been talks of a mega deal. They put it in the terms of, sometimes when you see multi-team trades in the NBA, you've got to acquire some assets from team A to go and make a large deal with team B. There's apparently been some talk of a mega deal that would reshuffle the entire top 5 picks in the draft and get all the teams what they think they want the most, and that would really make things pretty spicy.
Mega deal. Sounds like a segment on WNML in Knoxville.
All the smoke that is flying around the NFL draft, it's always fun. There's usually very little fire, but every once in a while you see something crazy.
Well, let me ask you guys this. We'll end on this because I think we're running a little bit long here. We had Ian Thompson on the show yesterday, his brand new book out about the soul of the NBA, the 2010-2011 season, the post-decision LeBron era that truly saved the NBA, at least that's what he posits in the book. We asked him, or I asked him this, so I'm going to ask you guys, what would you do this year if you were LeBron? Fulfilling our requirement as an ESPN radio affiliate to say the name LeBron James at least once a day on the air. Decision 2.0.
I'm going to the Houston Rockets.
Ugh.
I'm going to the Houston Rockets, joining Chris Paul and James Harden, because they've developed the type of chemistry to be a championship team. They just need one more player, and that is LeBron James. I know people say that James Harden is a ball hog, and he requires the ball to be in his hands all the time, but look at the way that he's been able to coexist with Chris Paul. When a lot of people said, well, Chris Paul is a point guard, what is he going to add? They've just gotten better from last year. So I think those three could work well together. I think that Chris Paul is such an unselfish player and has good scoring ability to complement those two. And that would be one hell of a Western Conference with them and the Golden State Warriors. What a rivalry that would be.
That potential situation in Houston, I just don't know. A few things, like you just touched on. When Chris Paul joined, I fell into the school of thinking that, you know, is there enough possessions to go around for both of those guys? I think that would be, you know, even more so if LeBron jumps in the mix as well. And then one thing that I don't think should be discounted, the Rockets are going to lose Clint Capela this year. They're going to be without a center. LeBron has always been averse to going down in the post, and Houston will ask him to play center. It would be my guess. Not full-time, but he would have to spend some time at center. If I'm LeBron, I'm going to Philly because I stay in the East. I've dominated the East my entire career. Everybody, all the other good players have migrated to the West just to stay away from me. So I'm going to go ahead and stay in my Eastern Conference. And then one thing that LeBron has never gotten to do before is play with a real big man, Joel Embiid. And I'll admit here, I similar to kind of what I just said in Houston, there's a little bit of concern for me with LeBron and Ben Simmons.
Would that stunt Ben Simmons' growth?
Well, here's the thing. I've thought about this a little bit. My buddy's a Sixers fan, so we talk about it. I think if he were to go to Philly, I think LeBron could commit full-time to being a stretch four rather than a small forward, because Ben Simmons is your point guard. You don't want LeBron to impede on that or his development as a point guard. If LeBron all of a sudden, he's become a really good shooter towards the end of his career, if he just kind of lollygagged on out on the perimeter, but as a quote unquote stretch four, he can guard fours, he can rebound. As I think more about it, that fit with LeBron as a power forward next to Joel Embiid as the center, I kind of like that fit. So I've kind of warmed up to the idea. I think if I was him, I would go to Philly. There, he's also reportedly very, very close with Ben Simmons. He could have a little bit of a mentor role. And LeBron strikes me as a guy who that'd be kind of appealing to help bring along, you know, the next great one.
That'll do it for another edition of Would You. We'll talk with Chris Emma of 670 The Score coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to stick around and bring you the latest sports news of the day on a Big Board update back after this.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power buy prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys, every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Come party, drink, and dance on the Miller Lite dance floor at Zevener 2.9 Prom. It's everything you liked about high school prom.
Without all the rules.
If you're 21 or over, get your tickets now for $20.
Cash only.
At Theater Cedar Rapids, both Elevate Salon and Spa locations, Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and Hurting and Stalker Jewelers. Party it up on the Miller Lite dance floor Saturday, April 28th during Zevener 2.9 Prom at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are going quick. Get them now.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Welcome back in, and hour number two coming to a close. We've already given away our $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. If you want to take our last one home, it means you're going to have to join us tomorrow here on the program as we get you ready one last time for Iowa's spring practice at Kinnick Stadium. Gates will open at 6 o'clock. The practice/partial scrimmage is set to begin at 7. We'll talk Hawkeye football and more with you on Friday. But right now, it's still Thursday, and we still got to get through this show, which means another Big Board update.
The Big Ten announced its scheduling assignments for the upcoming basketball season. Today, Iowa's going to have home and aways with Indiana, Michigan State, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin. They'll have one game hosting Illinois, Maryland, and Michigan, and then one game at Minnesota, Penn State, and Purdue. This is going to be the first year of a 20-game conference schedule, and full schedules will be announced in mid-August. The Iowa wrestling team saw varying degrees of success throughout the season, but four Hawkeye wrestlers were consistent with their academics all season long. Michael Kemmerer, Alex Marinelli, Brandon Sorensen, and national champion Spencer Lee were all named to the National Wrestling Coaches Association Division I All-Academic Team. It's the second straight season being honored for Sorensen and Kemmerer, and the 13th straight season that at least one Hawkeye has been recognized. The Iowa baseball team's getting ready for a weekend series with 25th-ranked Minnesota beginning tomorrow, but today also added another opponent to its 2018 schedule. The Hawkeyes will now face Missouri, currently sitting at 25-12 on the year, on May 1st at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. A previously scheduled matchup with Western Illinois on that same day will now be played on May 2nd. It'll be the first meeting between Iowa and Mizzou since 1997. After five straight days without playing competitive baseball, if you were here in Cedar Rapids, you would have thought the Colonels had finally found a day they'd be able to play on, but a doubleheader with Beloit was postponed again today. They're going to be playing tomorrow, but this makes eight postponements as opposed to seven games played.
Get on the bus and get out of Beloit as fast as you possibly can. That is my best advice, not only for the Colonels, but anybody who lives there. Find the nearest Greyhound bus, buy a one-way ticket, and leave. We're going to leave hour number two in the rearview mirror. Pretty good show today. If you missed anything, podcast available for you at KGYMradio.com. Let's head to Chicago in hour number three. Chris Emma, 670 The Score in Chicago, joins us. And if you want to head to Chicago with us, details to come.